And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start today with three inmates in a Washington state prison who are suing the Department of Corrections, and their lawsuit runs 324 pages. All three of the inmates, of course, are men. One is serving time for raping two children, another raped three dogs, and the third beat a baby to death. All three now identify as women, and all three say the state is violating their human rights by refusing them gender-affirming care. The child rapist is upset that the prison makes him use a hair removal device in his own cell where a guard can see through the window. The baby killer says a doctor took one look at him, treated him as a man, and that being called a man is damaging his mental health. Their legal theory is that gender dysphoria counts as a disability under federal law, and that's actually not a long shot because an inmate in Indiana already won that argument. He'd also murdered a baby. The child that was murdered in Washington, however, will never be able to file a grievance about anything. But the man who killed him was able to file 324 pages because his human dignity and human rights were violated. The top prosecutor in Philadelphia, District Attorney Larry Krasner, stood on Independence Mall this week and told a cheering crowd that someday he'll have a piece of President Trump's new White House ballroom sitting on his desk as a paperweight. After, in his words, quote, "we all blow it up." He said it would be an official ceremony and that they'd sell off the rubble to pay the taxpayers back. That ballroom is being built over a six-story bunker holding military command posts and medical facilities. So the man who prosecutes people for threatening to blow things up said out loud into a microphone the very thing he puts people in jail for. And the Council on American Islamic Relations, the country's largest Muslim advocacy group, is celebrating a milestone. 255 Muslims now hold elected office in the United States. Most of them are local. 98 city council members, 63 school board members, 11 mayors, 18 judges, and 4 members of Congress. Americans running for office is not the story. How it's being paid for, however, that's the big deal. A Council of Islamic Legal Scholars in North America issued a religious ruling this year permitting zakat. We talked about this yesterday, which is the tithe that every observant Muslim owes. They're spending it now instead of on helping the poor, now on politics in America. And it's also now reached the Girl Scouts, where girls can now earn badges for Ramadan, the pilgrimage to Mecca, and for Friday prayers, with the programs run by Islamic groups and a mosque visit counting toward the requirements. Some troops even require girls to wear hijabs, even for outdoor activities. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.